another Good Day program. No, I have not been blown away. The Tuesday, October 30th adventure on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn feeling better today so she can help you understand what's going on in the world, all the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. The proxy for the people is Jennifer, in fact, and hopefully me as well. Jennifer and the Kardashians and Tom Cruise and Justin Timberlake and Levi Johnson and who
knows?
Sounds
like the party at my house last night.
Well, we had no party here last night.
No. How was it? How are things?
Well, the wind and the rain have subsided. As a matter of fact, I've been up for a couple of hours, and the wind was not at all a factor. I felt nothing. No rain. The rain has just started again now.
And how far in? You're pretty far inland, though, aren't you?
I'm 26 miles from the airport, which is on the coast. So
okay.
I'm that far away from the water. The area that's south of what they call the Massachusetts Turnpike, it was like the marginal line. They get more wind and more rain down there, interestingly enough. Now, I know what a soppy mess everything is because I drove on one of the fields last night in my truck and just, even though I have four-wheel drive, just almost couldn't make it out. There is so much rain that was so steady. There were downpours lasted 3 or 4 hours. My pool has overflowed into the pond, which is overflowing. The pasture looks like from the sun, I mean, not sun, but the sky is getting just bright enough so I can see outside. And fences are down pretty much the whole perimeter of the pasture in my front area, around the back. Most of the animals went in for the night, or they were in an area where they could have, they could be sequestered, if you will, Jennifer, into a protective place. It just depends on how you view the news media. I said 3 or 4 days ago this was not going to be as bad as some predicted. Now, that was my focus on where we were here in Massachusetts. As far as those who are between New York City and Washington, even Philadelphia, that area, Trenton, New Jersey, where the storm, about 100 miles wide, just blew in and still is very impactful and will be through the day today. They're probably not going to see any relief, from what I gather anyway, until after dark tonight in most of the areas of Pennsylvania and Ohio, the Virginias. And then the storm is taking a turn to the right and just kind of bringing rain to some parts of southern Canada and northern Maine, and that's it. But the damage, which will continue today, I think is exacerbated by the news media coverage of this, the over-the-top foolish repetition of these reporters standing out in places in New York or New Jersey or in Connecticut and saying the same thing over and over again. Here comes the rain. Here comes the wind. Here comes the water. We all know that. So what do you need to have? You keep reinforcing the fear-based thinking that is so a part, sadly, of our motivation today. And it's interesting how it plays into the political realities of who's running and who's not. And so, anyway, it doesn't really feel to me. I was worried. I honestly was worried yesterday, and I spent a lot of time in reflection on all kinds of things. You know, business basically in the entire country is going to be shut down for most of the week. People won't get money. They won't get checks. The government, the people that are on SSI, got nothing. There isn't money for people to go buy groceries. I heard that from a number of callers and people that I was around yesterday on the farm because everything's closed. It was like Christmas. Yesterday, driving around here in the afternoon, I went to the other farm to kind of see what was going on. We had trees all over the road, all over the farm. It's a mess. And as I was looking around at people's homes, and then I had to go to a place to get something at the drugstore. That was the only thing that was open. Supermarkets closed. Everything was closed, just like Christmas Day. No restaurants.
Wow.
Nothing. And
that's what everybody told everybody to do.
Yeah.
You know, go home, be
safe.
The
government told that. You almost said it. You almost
the government said
do it. We don't have enough common sense of our own to know that this is what we ought to do. We need some bozo from government to tell us, you better not go out today. We have one of those robo things, the phone connected to the town. Everybody in town gets a call from some voice of the, this is the town of Framingham calling to inform you that it's raining. Really? Hey, good for you. There is inclement weather and you ought to stay off the roads. Are people really that dumb? Maybe reinforcing it's not bad. It's just that that's all they said. The governor was in Framingham because Framingham is the seat of the Civil Defense Agency that pretty much covers all of these sorts of things for the entire state. So he spent the day there and the usual press conferences. I want to know, said one reporter, what you're doing about this, governor? As if the governor was responsible for the storm. And the governor said his answer was as ridiculous as the question. We're doing everything we can, Fred. So, what are you doing? I'm doing everything I can. Thanks for the question. And that's the kind of stupidity, and you anticipate it almost now. So, anyway, if you look around at these meteorologists and the reporters for the local stations, for one reason or another, some of the local stations in Boston thought they had to send reporters down to New York. Like we weren't going to get enough stuff from the reporters in New York. We had to send reporters down to New York because that's where the big story is, Fred. And so down to New York they went. And in one case, I think it was Channel 5, I don't know, one of them. You know how what they do is they have these big antennas on top of the truck.
Yeah, and they can't even broadcast because of the wind.
Well, the wind blew the truck over.
Right.
And then you see the pictures from 57th Street in New York City with that crane that was on top of the 95-story building. Did you see that?
No. The one that was on. Yes.
Yeah, the crane
that was dramatic.
Broke.
And then they had on CNN this crane expert who was talking about oh, wow, this is his one day of the year to shine. His name was something like, Charles Barth or something, expert.
I'm a crane expert. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten all of these experts from everywhere. That's hysterical, actually.
Oh, no, it made me laugh last night.
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing funny about these images.
No.
But what is funny is the news media's reaction to them.
Yeah.
And watching it last night and seeing them call in a crane expert.
So what I would like you to do, if you will, please, seeing as you're feeling better, we didn't do much on social media yesterday, and I feel like we missed out because Facebook is loaded. As a matter of fact, the traffic so congested in there that the folks at Facebook and Twitter have asked people to not get carried away because
that's how people are updating on their whereabouts to their family because with phones out and things, this is a great way to update. And actually, I downloaded, this is so interesting, the Red Cross has an app. And if you download it, it's for earthquakes in my area. You can see where the earthquakes are. And then you can also link it to your social media account. So when you check into that app, it automatically notifies all your family on Facebook that you're okay.
All right. You'd be curious. I don't know if curious is the right word for this. Speaking of Facebook, one of the stories you may not have heard because everything has been so focused on the power of the hurricane, the folks in Indonesia that are involved in child protection, Indonesian trafficking of girls has been a problem for centuries. And so now, apparently, Facebook is being used to abduct and traffic these young girls. 129 children reported missing, believed to have met their captors on Facebook. 27 of the 129 that have gone missing have been found dead. Facebook says its investigators review content on the site, work with authorities to combat illegal activity. It even has employees, Jennifer, around the world that are tasks are to crack down on people who attempt to use the site for this sort of thing. But one wonders, this is serious misbehavior. And the measures that are in place, they say, deal with it. One wonders about that. But that's really pretty horrific when you get right down to it. That's pretty horrific stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, at any rate, you'll check with us in a few moments as we go through the Twitter and Facebook accounting of what the people who listen to this program are thinking. We also have a comedy from the late night shows. Yes, there is a little of that. And the usual, I think we can only give so much time to the hurricane because not all of you are impacted by it, even though it would seem that it was the end of the world almost. I was watching the BBC last night. It was their lead story, how New York and Washington, because they're both such important cities. I will tell you, if you're expecting any money this week from any source and has any connection to any bank or any reality in New York, forget it. You're not going to get it. You're not going to see it because there's nothing going on. Wall Street's closed again today. The banks are closed again today. So it's just amazing. And then there are other things going on. New York City, the big fire. I think, Michael, what, 50 homes destroyed or something so far in the fire. And there are levees. It's in Queens. Levees breaking all over the place in New Jersey. Kind of reminds you of what went on in New Orleans. And so the contest here is for Obama not to look like Bush did. That's really what it's all about, especially before the election, right? That's all that this is about. It's another show. It's showtime, folks. And these guys, once again, want to be the stars. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum. Always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that!
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Another compounding pharmacy in trouble. That's coming up in the next half hour here on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from TerraGanics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This story, China is unhappy with Apple because Chinese citizens are using Siri to find prostitutes. Hey, they're using Siri to find prostitutes in the Chinese government's map. Yeah, although the Chinese citizens claim it's a misunderstanding, they say they're just trying to find their friend Ho.
First of all, our thoughts and our prayers with the folks back east. Oh my God, they're feeling the devastating effects of Hurricane Sandy. It is unbelievable. 100-mile-an-hour winds, a lot of folks without power. In fact, because of the hurricane, both candidates have had to cancel speeches and campaign events. So at least some good has come out of it. So, man. In fact, President Obama stopped by FEMA headquarters to check on their storm response, and they said, FEMA said, storm? What storm? Of course, Mitt Romney's first question about the hurricane, it missed the Cayman Islands, right? The Cayman Islands are okay. No.
Movies. On the movies, they're not doing much better. They're not doing much better.
Not at all.
No, they're saying that the weekend box office took a major hit because of preparation for Sandy. And also because no one knows what the hell a Cloud Atlas is. I saw it. I still don't know what it is.
So here are the jokes. If we had had an audience here, let's run through some of these jokes,
okay.
Paul.
Yeah.
I come out and I say, well, so much for the drought. That would have been the opening.
That would have been a funny opening right there.
It's a whole different perspective when you're sitting here reading them.
Well, you don't get any reaction.
No, that's about right. I got up this morning, turned on the radio, and listened for the talk show closings. I have no luck.
David Letterman, he had no audience last night.
I know. He couldn't have people there.
No, there was no
funny
way.
They just kept the show going.
Yeah, they kept the program going without any applause, without anything. And that was really one of the things you get to these things. It's really eerie, actually, when you put it into that perspective. Very eerie stuff, the feeling.
It was weird to watch New York and see no one on the street, except for the dummies who would be out there, like, surfing down, you know.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come in and safari with me. Come in and safari with me.
I want to sing with you, but my throat still hurts.
All right, so everyone have you do that. All right, so should we go back to the social media and what we have or what we're... I don't want to put anything up there about the hurricane, frankly.
No, too late, because there is already something up there.
Following us Facebook.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead.
Just about... Well, you know, not a lot of people have chimed in on it yet, but I posted this morning if you'd been impacted by Hurricane Sandy or if your family had. So there is that. Plus, yesterday, it looks like you guys posted something from FEMA, well, in my absence, about cell phone usage and the problems in the impacted areas from the storm. So that was up there. You can check out that article, which is kind of interesting. And then on to what we were talking about. I think this is really one of the most interesting questions that we've asked, and that is, name the first three words that pop into your mind when you describe your candidate. Mm-hmm. And so people have been playing along. We've gotten, let's see, John said capable, caring, presidential. Gail said polite, trustworthy, dependable. Ryan said successful, intelligent, presidential. Mm-hmm. Danny said different, thoughtful, blunt. Nita said trustworthy, successful, presidential. Interesting how that keeps coming up.
Right.
Christine said formidable, compassionate, patriotic. Loretta said honest, compassionate, and capable. Hans said integrity, principle, and passionate. And he's describing Ron Paul. Ken said knowledgeable, fair, experienced. Let's see. Michael said successful in everything he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Ken said, let's see, who else have we have here that I skipped one. Someone said talked about the Olympics. Oh, here we go. Ken said Olympics, business, and government. Isn't that interesting? Olympics.
Yep. Yeah.
So there you go. Facebook.com/Cathedral.
And that's very, actually, that's an interesting combination of things. Mm-hmm. And that put together that way do make you think, okay, here's Romney and he's had those experiences, and here's Obama and he's had actually none of those experiences except government. Hasn't had business, hasn't had private enterprise, that sort of thing. So, again, food for thought. You all are so helpful in putting things into perspective because we're here to try to take the pulse of the nation, if you will. 28 after on the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The numbers are out, and hotels are expecting to collect a whopping $1.9 billion in ancillary fees this year. So where's it all coming from, and how can you get around paying it? The latest figures come from a study from New York University's hospitality and tourism researchers, which showed that the major hotel chains like Hilton, Hyatt, and Marriott raked in $1.95 billion last year, and the numbers are only going up. Part of that is due to increased occupancy, but it's also higher fees and those deadly surcharges. It's not that they're adding fee categories, but that they're charging more for things like daily resort fees, mandatory tips, and parking. The Business Travel Coalition even filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission on the basis that if these fees are mandatory, then they should be part of the base rate. I think they got a case. The airlines and cruise industry have already gotten nailed for the same thing. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders, and only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Welcome back to the rest of the story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
After a lifetime of waiting, Kenneth and Kim had their retirement trip to Italy at last. Their guide brought them to Trevi Fountain and told them the legend. With your back to the fountain, toss coins in the pond. Toss one, you'll return to Rome. Toss two, you'll fall in love. Toss three, you'll fall in love with Rome. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp,
red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Into your Tuesday here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I here, our job in this hour of the program is to have a little bit of fun, but mostly bring you into touch with the reality of some things going on, maybe in a way that you haven't thought about them. Your input is obviously always welcome. 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougSteffen, STEPHAN.com, or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, or connect with us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. The hunkering down, if you will, of people, government, businesses. I'll tell you something that I have witnessed by sort of nosing around some of the trades and some of the other stations that I know either carry this program or are carrying a good service-oriented, relatable shows. I think that the talk program and just radio in general have done a pretty good job of dealing with this threat, Jennifer, to the point where I think that there's been a resurgence of interest, because in many circumstances, the power is out. There are too many people, 2 million people in New York City alone, that have no power.
I know.
So if they have a battery-powered radio, that's the only thing they can operate with.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's all the communication they have with the outside world. Phones don't work.
And you don't want to use your cell phone too much because you want to save its charge,
right.
I would imagine.
Yeah, right. So I think it's a time
score
for
one
to,
for radio.
Right.
I think everybody needs a battery-powered one, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh,
Get the crank.
C-Crane radios
mm-hmm.
are really, really good at this time. Matter of fact, I got a few of them. We ought to give them away today. That's a great idea. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Some of our contesting. 800-510-8255. Okay. So here in Massachusetts, where I am, one of the big stories this month has been the compounding pharmacy that created the meningitis outbreak. Staffers, excuse me, at this place here in Framingham have linked the problem without knowing it to something that is, I mean, it's almost unbelievable these people could be this callous about it. And so in a way, they deserve all of the bad that's going to come as a result of this. The documented cases of mold and bacteria growing in rooms in this building that were supposed to be sterile.
Right.
The report has come out. FDA, who raided the building 2 weeks after
everybody had gone home.
Right, yeah. They did
good job with that raid.
Yeah. They investigated. The company's own safety levels were questioned a number of times, and there's absolutely no evidence that anybody did anything to correct the problem when they were written up 4 dozen times. 4 dozen times. So the FDA didn't do their job, and the company didn't do their job either. So the FDA is trying to cover themselves, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
The 338 people who have died, I'm sorry, who have been sick, 25 people have died. The lawyer for the compounding center said they'll review the report from the FDA and continue our cooperation with them. But, you know, under the circumstances, the damage is done. These people don't have enough money to ever possibly pay off all of the damages that would come as a result of suits. So what are we doing here? Are we learning? Isn't this a lesson? Isn't this about not having it happen in the future? Isn't this about the FDA doing their job? Isn't that, I mean, we want to have, some of you want to have big business everywhere. So this is a job for, I'm sorry, big government, not big business, big government. So these people continue with the FDA to bring up more of the things that question the sterility of the place and the way that little nuances, the contaminations were handled or not handled, clean rooms, dust, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so at the end of the day, there's still 25 people dead, 338 who have a problem, as because you didn't do your job in the first place. Yeah, these bunch of liars and thieves, the Conigliaro family in Framingham that ran this pharmacy, just interested in capitalizing and making as much money as they could. Yeah, yeah, it's a problem for them. And maybe their recycling business goes out of business. Maybe that's where the money comes from. Who knows? But the other side of it is that the FDA knew what was going on. They wrote them up 24 times, and they still didn't.
Yeah, what's the point
of
writing them up?
Right.
I mean, once you've written someone up, what, 3 times max? What are you going to do? Yeah.
All right. So now the state of Massachusetts has shut down another one of these pharmacies. And let's see here. This is in Waltham. State Department of Public Health didn't identify what specific issues inspectors have discovered. The company mixes sterile injectable drugs for people who have been released from hospitals. The surprise inspections started in the wake of the outbreak that was tied to the other compounding center I was just talking about. So now there's another one. They're checking it out. But it's always, always, always with government after the fact. The FCC never, ever investigates anything unless there's a complaint with radio stations. The FDA or the USDA never really investigates unless there's a problem. We've been told we have a report that there's a problem. So they go in and they look and see if they can find something, usually looking for a scapegoat or some way to make themselves look good. Is this the way government is supposed to operate? Isn't that one of the questions you ought to be asking yourself as you prepare to go to the polls next week? I sure as heck would want to know the answer to some of those questions. Right? Am I missing something? Did we talk about the bounty singing? Sinking?
No.
Bounty's gone. You knew that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
The ship which was built for Marlon Brando's movie Mutiny on the Bounty.
Right.
Left Connecticut last week to try to beat the storm.
Oh, no.
To get down to St. Petersburg. And get caught off the coast of North Carolina. It spends the summer doing tours. This is the same boat,
that's
by the way.
That's sad, isn't it?
Well, it was the same boat that was used in Pirates of the Caribbean as well. So that boat is gone. There were 16 people in the crew. 14 survived. 2 were killed. And the boat's gone. Down to Davy Jones Locker, as they might have said in the one of those movies. So it's a lot of people remember. It was quite a deal. I remember a little bit about the movie. I was pretty young then. But I remember the movie. And you look at this boat and you think, wow, this, how they build these boats, where do these things come from? I remember thinking that when I was in Ireland a couple of weeks ago, Jennifer, looking at the ship that was used to carry Irish people across the North Atlantic over to America during the potato famine, and I wondered how in the world these people survive in these ships back then, because obviously what you saw with the Bounty was they didn't.
Right.
And so anyway, yeah, it's one of the offshoots, if you will, one of the sad realities.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of sad realities, Levi Johnston has gotten married, and the news media is making a big deal of it. Should they?
Is it sad for him or for the person he married?
There you go. Well, there's two things that are sad. That he gets as much media attention as it's getting, and what kind of a thing has he got
and
going?
And he has two children.
Right. Mm. But at least he married this woman.
He did, yeah. This is his girlfriend, Sunny Oglesby.
Yeah.
And, well, actually his wife now. He was the mother of his two-month-old daughter, Breeze Beretta.
Breeze Beretta Johnston, isn't that sweet?
Nice?
Oh my God!
They got married in Wasilla, and according to TMZ, Tripp, who is the son that he shares with Bristol Palin, did not attend the festivities. So,
Really? Yeah,
I did see the picture last night on social media. She's very cute, very blonde, very tan, and she's kind of got the kid that they have together kind of clutched while she's kissing him.
Really?
It was a really weird, awkward picture. I'm sure that's why they chose it to put on TMZ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that it's just one of those things where suckers for this stuff, and it just goes on and on and on. And so we have a little conversation about it. Jennifer's going to update you with a few other stories that are important, I guess, in some way. We'll have to have a discussion or debate about the merits of what makes it important. 800-510-8255. A lot of you listening want to look young, right? Except
yes.
You can't do it if you have yellow, stained, ugly teeth.
No.
A lot of you have tried products because you drink coffee and you drink tea and you've smoked and your teeth are all stained, so you want them to look white. You've tried whitening stripes, right? Stripes, strips, strips.
Strips.
Strips,
mm-hmm.
Stripes. There are stripes sometimes on the container of toothpaste that has this whitening product in it. You've also tried trays, but the sensitivity that you feel when you take those things out and then you eat something hot or cold, woo-wee! Here is the solution. Now that we have identified the problem, how about the solution, Doug? The solution to yellow stained teeth is a product called Power Swab. You will power swab your teeth. Using power swabbing is the only whitening system that will take a natural vegetarian tooth detergent, remove the stains off your teeth. They'll stay whiter longer. The best part is power swabs work in 5 minutes. Swab your teeth for 2 minutes. The coffee, the tea, the smoking stains start to poof, disappear, poof. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, power swabs work on natural teeth as well as bonding, veneers, caps, crowns, all that stuff. So here's the way to get this power product, power swabs, risk-free. Yeah, you got to pay for it when you use it. And if it doesn't work, you get your money back. Call 800-865-7602 and put it to the test. 800-865-7602. Call today for your risk-free trial. And the best part about all of this, now, if you're a Doug Steffen listener, tell me you're listening to Doug Steffen, you'll get 40% off the price. So how about that? You have a risk-free trial. You buy it, get a three-month supply. And if it works, swell, you keep it. You've gotten 40% off the regular price. If it doesn't, you get your money back by sending what you haven't used back again. But this is foolishness because it will work. And if you buy it now, mention Doug Steffen, 800-865-7602. You get 40% off. Whiten your teeth, spend less money, be more satisfied. How can you beat that? 800-865-7602 for power swabs.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you could stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-385-9978 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-385-9978 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-385-9978 to get your car protected today. Call 877-385-9978. That's 1-877-385-9978. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-385-9978. That's 877-385-9978.
Mmm, yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that!
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
All right, so a lot of we even got it here. The election aside, let's talk about the really important stuff, Jennifer, like Tom Cruise's home being burglarized.
Ooh-wee. Well, sort of. Did you hear about this? This is an interesting story. The cops have arrested this trespasser who was in Tom Cruise's California home on Sunday night. Now, this is not any trespasser. This is Jason Sullivan, one of Tom Cruise's neighbors, who was drunk when he decided to scale a fence at Tom's Beverly Hills home. So it wasn't like the scary kind of intruder. This was your drunk neighbor who thought, I'm going to go to Tom Cruise's house and see what's over there. He was caught by security. They tasered him, sad. And then when the cops arrived, he was trying to run away from the guard. He was cited for trespassing and was released. They think that he was intoxicated and he lives just near Tom's. You know, alcohol's involved. It was his neighbor. Come on.
All right, how about, is it Mila Kunis?
It's Mila Kunis, yes.
Mila Kunis, right.
Oh, if this story were true, this would destroy Demi Moore. I have this feeling. But the rumors have been swirling that Mila Kunis has been dating Ashton Kutcher, even so much so that they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right. They've been seen out together and on weekends away. They've just both have not. They've been coy about it when asked about it in the media.
Right.
Well, she's looked a little thicker lately. And so the media, of course, suspects that she is pregnant. But she's denying it, and they were seen walking in New York City over the weekend, and it looked like maybe there was a little bump there, but she says no, absolutely not. She's not pregnant with his kid.
Right.
If she were, this would bring Demi Moore over the edge, because she already has a problem with being young and her age. And
All right, so how about Justin Timberlake? You think the singing to his wife was corny?
I do think it was corny, yes.
I'd do it, though. You said to me, you'd do it if you were married. I would.
I said, if you got married, I said, this is the whole reason you would get married again, if you found out that you could sing.
What do you mean if I found out I could sing?
There's singing involved? I could sing to her?
I could sing all of that, I would sing to her, as a matter of fact.
I know you would.
I would sing to her.
Yeah, Justin serenaded Jessica Biel and made everybody cry at the wedding. Aww.
51 after on Good Day.
Oh!
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a whole new era for business startups has been launched. You've heard the story about Congress passing the Jobs Act, which contained the new Crowdfunding Act, and that means certain controversy, game changer for the American economy for a lot of people. So I decided that we were here to help spread the word. If you're looking for some bright economic news, you ought to be listening to this feature with Mike Hayes, Startup America News.
It's a great thing. You never had this before. You had no choice. You didn't have the opportunity. This is like as good as it gets.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Startup America News. I'm Mike Hayes, and with me today is Maurice Lopez, CEO of Early Shares, who is hosting an exciting new contest called SMB Challenge. And you can win a share of $50,000 in cash and prizes. But the main thing is how all Americans are going to win with the good news about the Jobs Act and the Crowdfunding Act and how it's going to help small businesses across the country. So stay tuned. We're going to have Maurice Lopez next. Okay, we're back now with Maurice Lopez, the CEO of Early Shares. We're going to talk about crowdfunding and SMB Challenge and how you can share in a $50,000 giveaway in cash and prizes in an exciting contest for every small business in America.
Mike, we're going around. We're doing 24 cities over 24 weeks. We've been doing this educational roadshow. It's free to attend. You can go to earlyshares.com, roadshow, and you can see when we're going to be in our town next. But basically, we put together, you know, food and a presentation where we talk about the Jobs Act. We talk about how it will impact the local economy, how a small business can register and what they have to do and how they can prepare for crowdfunding. We talk about how investors can use this as an alternative class of investments. You know, we basically enlighten everybody on the subject because there's so much misinformation out there.
Now, I understand that just this week you've acquired a new company called Helpers Unite. Tell me about that.
Early Shares decided to buy Helpers Unite because It was a portal. It's a crowdfunding portal. It's a donation-based crowdfunding portal that gives a percentage of the proceeds from every transaction to a charity. What I liked about it, it's not just a donation from the portal to a charity. It's that the person creating the campaign, right? So you come on there and you create a campaign that so you want people to crowdfund your campaign. You select a charity that you want your funds to go to. You can donate 5%, 10%, 100%. Of your campaign to that charity. Nobody else is doing that out there, and we really wanted to participate in crowdfunding today. We took a substantial amount of money from our own company, and we created this contest called SMB Challenge. And the idea of the contest is that a local business, doesn't matter if it's one employee or 50 employees, less than 100, right, goes on our website, registers, and collects votes. So he gets local community, he gets friends and family and everybody else to vote for his business. It's like a popularity contest. It's American Idol for business.
I understand that you guys were just ranked by Worth Magazine. Tell me about that.
Well, this week's Worth Magazine came out. They named the top 10 crowdfunding companies in the world. They're out of 450 companies or so. We were number 3. And the main reason for that is that we've done a tremendous amount of work not only for this bill to pass, but to help out with FINRA and the SEC and making the rulemaking process and making the reality for all Americans. And one of the things that is interesting to point out is that number 1, number 2 spots were taken by Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Now, mind you, these are two operating companies that are not in the equity space. They only do donation-based crowdfunding. So to be nominated number 3, and we're only doing equity-based crowdfunding, which we can't even do yet, it was pretty amazing.
It means you're number 1
It does.
Congratulations for being mentioned as one of the leaders in crowdfunding at the White House.
On the day the president signed the bill into law, they featured us on the White House Startup America webpage as the partner of the day, kind of an appreciation for all the hard work we've done. And it's important to say, this is not about one party or another party.
Sure.
This is the first piece of legislation that was ever passed that was completely bipartisan. The amount of time it took to clear the House, I believe it was 417 votes. I mean, when's the last time you heard a bill passing with 417 votes, right?
What would you say to somebody sitting at home, maybe they're feeling a little of the doom and gloom from the news? What would you say to them about this exciting new good news that's really on its way?
It's a great thing. You never had this before. You had no choice. You didn't have the opportunity. This is like as good as it gets.
Check out StartupAmericaNews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.